起敬拜神，很荣幸。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh God, speak to us today.
神对我们说话。
For your servants are listening.
对你的仆人。
Father, that we might see Jesus more clearly.
让我们更能看清耶稣基督。
And that we might deepen in our faith and in our love for you.
让我们对你的爱，对你的信靠更强。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
我们用以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. You're going to keep your Bibles open to Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to be spending time there today.
请你们把圣经打开，我们还是在以弗所书那边。
And we're talking about the treasures we have in Christ Jesus.
我们今天所要讲的是基督里面的宝贝。
Now I usually come here, I guess, about twice a year.
我基本上每一年会来两次。
And if we kept talking about all the treasures we have in Christ Jesus,
如果我们每次都谈主的基督的宝贝
，then we could keep talking till 6 months later when I come again, right?
那我们可以到六个月以后，我们可以再讲一次。
Because the treasures in Christ Jesus are really unlimited.
因为基督的里面的宝贝是没有限制的。
And Jesus himself, of course, is the greatest treasure of all.
因为耶稣本身就是他最大的宝贝。
But in Jesus, we have many, many treasures.
但在基督里面，在耶稣里面有许多的宝贝。
I don't know what you treasure.
我不知道你们宝贝什么。
Maybe you treasure a car.
也许你喜欢你的车。
Maybe you treasure your diploma.
也许你喜欢你的文凭。
Maybe you treasure your family.
也许你喜欢你的家庭。
Maybe you treasure your bank account.
也许你喜欢你的财宝。
But you have no treasure that compares to Jesus Christ.
但你所有的财富都不能跟耶稣基督的宝贝。
He is the ultimate treasure.
因为他是至宝。
And in him we find everything we need.
在他里面我们能够找到所有的。
The treasure in Jesus Christ.
耶稣里面的宝贝。
I want to tell you about one of the richest men in American history.
我想告诉你们有一个美国历史上一个很富有的人。
His name was William Randolph Hearst.
他的名字叫 William Hearst.
And he died about 60 years ago.
大概60年以前他去世。
But he was a very, very wealthy man.
他是非常非常的富有。
His father had silver mines and made much, much money.
他的父亲是一个开银矿的。
And so William Hearst inherited that money.
所以 William Hearst 他继承了那些钱。
And then he also had many, many newspapers around the United States and made more and more money.
他也拥有许多的报纸，所以他也赚了更多的钱。
And his house looks like this.
他的房子像这样。
Now, I have not been to most of your houses.
我没有去过你们的家。
But I guess your house doesn't look like this.
我相信你们没有一个家像这么豪华。
Because he has many, many houses all together in one compound.
他好像是许多的房子组成的一个大房子。
It said even his swimming pool is plated with gold on the bottom.
他的游泳池底下是用金铺的。
And today you can go visit his house.
今天你可以去参观他的房子。
It's in California. I've never been there.
在加州。
But you can pay more money to go visit this house.
但是你可以付钱去参观他的房子。
So even though he's died, he's making money.
虽然他死了，他还是在赚钱。
And one reason people visit this house is because it's kind of like a museum today.
许多人去参观他的房子，因为他的房子像一个博物馆。
Because William Hearst liked to collect many, many things.
因为 William Hearst 他喜欢收藏东西。
He especially liked to collect paintings.
他特别喜欢收藏。
So you can visit this place and see many, many beautiful paintings.
你可以看到许多的画。
He liked to collect things like what things that old presidents used to have.
他也喜欢收藏那些过去的总统所收藏的东西。
He even has a big collection of famous carpets from China.
他也有一个从中国来的地毯的收藏。
So you can go visit this place today.
你们可以去参观那个博物馆。
But there's a story about William Hearst.
但对他有一个故事。
He read about a painting.
他看到一幅画。
And the more he read about this certain painting, and the more he researched this certain painting, the more he wanted the painting.
他读到那幅画，他越读越想收藏那幅画。
But nobody seemed to know where the painting was.
但没有人知道这幅画这是什么。
So he sent his staff around the world looking for the painting.
他派他的手下的去到世界各地去寻找那幅画。
And he said, I don't care how much it costs, you can pay any amount for that painting.
他说不管你们要付多少钱，一定要把这幅画买来。
So they went searching and searching and searching for the painting.
他们到处去寻找那幅画。
And finally, one of his staff members found it.
但有一个有他手下有一位发现。
And he's going back to William Hurst to tell him they found the painting.
他去回来告诉 William Hurst， 他说他发现了。
But he was a little nervous to tell him he found the painting.
但是他有点紧张。
And he went to him and he said, "We found it. We found the painting."
他告诉他我们找到了那幅画。
And William Hurst said, great, great.
Hurst 说很好。
And he said, how much did it cost?
他说要花多少钱。
He said, it didn't cost anything.
他说不需要花钱。
He said, what do you mean? It's free?
他说那是免费的吗？
Yeah, it didn't cost anything.
他说不需要花任何钱。
Well, where did you find it?
你在哪儿发现它？
He said, well, we actually found itin a storage room in your house.
他说因为我们在你的房间里发现的。
He already owned the painting.
他早就拥有了这幅画。
It was already his.
已经是他的了。
He wanted it.
他还是想要。
But he already owned it.
但他早就有了这幅。
The treasure he was looking for was already his.
他想寻找的宝贝已经是他的了。
And you and I,have the treasures in Christ Jesus.
我们你跟我们都有基督的宝贝。
If you're a Christian, you already have the treasures in Christ Jesus.
你是基督徒的话，你就有基督里面的宝贝。
You want peace?
你要平安吗？
You find it in Jesus Christ.
你在基督里面发现。
You want love? You find it in Jesus.
你想寻求爱吗？你在基督里面发现。
You want satisfaction? You find it in Jesus.
你要满足吗？你在基督里面寻见。
You want forgiveness? You find it in Jesus.
你要别人原谅你吗？你在基督里面发现。
We can go searching the world over, but we'll still find it in Jesus Christ.
不管你在世界上如何寻找，你都是在耶稣基督里能够发现。
Everything you need is found in Jesus Christ.
所有你所需的都可以在耶稣基督里找到。
We have treasures in Jesus.
我们有基督里面的宝贝。
And we've already got it if you're a Christian.
假如你是基督徒的话，你已经有了。
So the treasure is beautiful.
这个宝贝是非常美丽的。
And it's wonderful and we already have it.
最好的是我们已经有了。
We want power, we find it in Jesus.
我们要若是我们要寻求能力，我们可以在耶稣基督里。
We want victory, we find it in Jesus.
若是我们要得胜，我们要发现在耶稣基督里发现。
We want companionship, we find it in Jesus.
若是我们要寻求我们的伙伴，我们也可以在基督里发现。
Everything we need is found in Jesus.
我们所需要的一切都可以在基督里面发现。
So there's a treasure in Jesus.
所以在基督宝贝里，在基督里有我们的宝贝。
Ephesians 1:3 it says there God has blessed us in the heavenly realm with everyspiritual blessing in Christ.
在以弗所书一章三节，他说他在基督里，神说在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
You and I, if we are in Christ, we already have every spiritual blessing.
我们在基督里面的基督徒，我们早已有各样属灵的福气。
So for a Christian, we're not looking for something new. We're looking for what we already have in Jesus.
作为基督徒来说，我们不是要去在外面寻求，而是要在基督里面寻求。
Oh, we all want to know the newest book that tells us how to do this, or the newest idea that tells us how to do that.
我们有许多的书告诉我们这样做那样做。
But as a Christian, we already have every spiritual blessing in Christ.
但作为基督徒的来说，我们已经在基督里面有各样属灵的福气。
So as Paul is writing to the Christians at Ephesus, he wants them to know what they have in Christ Jesus.
保罗在对哥林多的那些在以弗所的那些基督徒说，我们早已有各样的属灵的福气。
And we already read verses 15 through 23.
我们已经读了15节到23节。
But if we look at before verse 15 in the first half of chapter 1, it lists some of those spiritual blessings we have in Jesus Christ.
假如我们读以弗所书第一章前面那一些部分，我们就知道我们所有的福分。
In verse 2, it says we have grace and we have peace.
在第二节里面他讲到有恩典有平安。
We all want peace, don't we?
我们都需要平安是不是?
We want peace within our countries.
我们要国家之间的平安。
We want peace in our home.
我们要在家庭里面的平安。
We want peace in our heart.
我们要在心里面的平安。
And we find peace in Jesus Christ.
在我们在耶稣里面我们发现平安。
But notice before peace,comes grace.
但是我们注意到在平安以前有恩惠。
In order to have true peace, we must have the grace of God.
如果你要得到平安，你首先要得到神里面的平。
And when we have that amazing grace, then we will have peace.
当我们得到他的惊人的恩典，我们就有平安。
So we have grace and we have peace.
我们有恩惠和平安。
Verse 4 says we have love. It's in love he predestined us to be adopted as his son. We have his love.
他讲到在第四节里讲到我们要有爱，这个爱是在神创世以前就拣选我们。
So in Christ, one of our spiritual blessings, one of our treasures is his love.
我们在神的宝贝有一个就是他的爱。
And verse 5 also says we are adopted. We are adopted as his children.
第五节说我们是神在基督里面拣选了我们。
So we belong to his family.
所以我们是他的一份子。
And it's an eternal family.
是一个永世的一份子。
So what a treasure we have in Jesus Christ.
所以我们在神里面有这样的宝贝。
In verse 6 it says we have his glorious grace.
在第六节他讲到我们有在恩典里面的荣耀。
And he has freely given us that in Christ Jesus.
他给我们是这个恩典是他爱子里面赐给我们的。
Sometimes I think because it's free to us, we don't treasure it, do we?
有时候我觉得因为他是给我们是白白的给我们所以我们不会那么宝贝他。
But just because it's free to us doesn't mean it's cheap.
当然虽然是白白的给我们但不是便宜的。
It cost Jesus his life for us to have that grace.
因为他为我们献出了这个生命。
It cost God his son for us to have that grace.
神给了他独一无二的儿子。
So no wonder it's a glorious grace.
所以那是一个荣耀的恩典。
In verse 7, it says we have redemption through his blood. So one of our treasures is redemption.
所以第七节他就讲到我们是蒙救赎是从在爱子里面的血里面
We have been bought with the blood of Christ.
我们是在耶稣基督里面被买赎的。
You are valuable.
你是有很高的价值的。
Jesus paid for you with his blood.
因为耶稣为我们付出了血的代价。
A treasure we have is redemption in Christ.
我们所有的宝贝是这个神的是救赎。
In verse 7 it says we have the forgiveness of sins.
他也讲到这些我们的过犯得以赦免。
That you and I in Christ we are forgiven.
我们在耶稣基督里面我们的罪被得以赦免。
We are clean before God.
我们在神的面前是清洁的。
We are righteous in God's eyes because of Jesus.
我们在神面前可以称义因为耶稣基督。
We're forgiven.
我们是被买赎的。
What a treasure.
是多么大的宝贝。
Verse 8 says he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. We have wisdom in Christ Jesus.
第八节他讲到我们是神用诸般的智慧充充足足的赏给我们。
And he lavished that on us. He poured that out on us.
充充足足的赏给我们。
What a blessing, what a treasure we have in Christ.
我们是受到这么大的祝福。
In verse 9, it says, He made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Christ. We have purpose.
他第九节他讲到他是按照自己所预定的美意叫我们知道他的旨意的奥秘。
We're not left just wandering and wondering, but we have purpose in Christ Jesus.
我们不是在世上乱走，漫无目的，而是我们有目的的。
And what a treasure that is.
这是一个多大的宝贝。
We also, verse 10, we have one head, even Christ. We have Christ as our head.
第十节讲到，我们都在基督里同归于一，他是为居首的。
We have one in charge.
我们有一位掌权居首位。
We have one that said, "Follow me."
他对我们说，跟从我。
So we have one that we're under his authority.
我们在他的掌权主权底下。
And what a treasure that is!
这是多大的宝贝！
In verse 11 it says, we are also chosen.
他也说到我们是被拣选的。
We are chosen by God, we are wanted by God.
我们是被拣选的，神需要，神要我们。
And don't ask me why he loves me, I don't know, but he still loves me.
我不知道为什么神会喜欢我，但是他爱我。
He wants us to be part of his family.
他要得着我们。
What a treasure we have in Christ Jesus.
这是多大的宝贝。
In verse 12, it says we have hope in Christ.
第十二节讲到我们在神里面有盼望。
What a treasure we have a hope in Jesus Christ.
这是多大的宝贝，因为我们在耶稣基督里面有盼望。
And that hope is sure.
这个盼望是肯定的。
In verse 13, it says we have the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation.
第十三节讲到我们有真理的道。So, 我们有得救的福音。
So we do have a word of truth.
我们有真理的道。
We can stand on the truth of God.
我们可以再站立得住。
And many, many things in life, we don't know what's true or what's not true.
许多时候我们不知道什么是真，什么是假。
But we have the word of truth of God, and that's a treasure we have.
但是有神的道，我们就有他的宝贝。
In verse 13, it says we have the promised Holy Spirit.
我们有神的圣灵，他有所应许的圣灵。
We, as a Christian, we are never alone.
在作为一个基督徒，我们永远不是单独的，单一。
We have God's presence in us and with us every moment of every day.
因为神与我们同在。
What a treasure that is!
这是多大的宝贝。
And in verse 14, it says we have this Holy Spirit is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance.
第十四节他讲到。这个圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
We have an assured inheritance in Christ Jesus.
我们有基业的凭据，得他基业的凭据。
And what a blessing that is.
这是多么大的祝福。
So the treasure is huge.
这个宝贝是很巨大的。
It's unlimited.
是没有限制的。
We have every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus.
我们在所有的圣灵里面，我们有都有一些各样属灵的福气。
And 2 Peter 1:3 says, he puts it this way, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness.
在彼得后书一章三节，他讲，神的能已将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己的荣耀和美德召我们的主。
That God's divine power,
神的能力
has given us everything we need,
给了我们一切所需的
for life and godliness,
是 for 我们的生命和金钱的事。
It's not just most things we need, or not just some things we need, but everything we need is there for us in God.
不是一些我们需要的，而是一切关乎我们生命和金钱的事。
When we become Christians, we're not only forgiven of our sins.
当我们变成基督徒，他不仅原谅了我们的，买赎了我们的罪。
We not only gain eternal life.
不仅我们得到那永恒的生命。
We not only become His children.
我们不仅变成了他的儿女。
But we've also gained every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus.
但我们得到了各样的属灵的福气。
We have everything we need for life and godliness.
我们所关乎一切生命和金钱的。
So we don't need to look someplace else.
我们不需要在其他地方继续寻找。
We find what we need in Christ Jesus.
我们已经在他里面找到了。
Or Colossians 2:9-10 says it this way. It says, For in Christ, All the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了基督的丰盛。
So Jesus has all the fullness of God.
耶稣有神的所有的丰盛。
Jesus was man, but he's also God.
耶稣是一个人, 但他也是神。
And he had the fullness of God.
他有所有的神的丰盛。
And Colossians 2 here says, you have been given fullness in Christ.
哥罗西书2章9到10节, 他被这边讲到, 我们有了所有的神的丰盛。
All the treasures are found in Jesus.
所有的宝贝都在耶稣基督里面。
And if you have Jesus, you have the treasures.
如果你有耶稣, 你就有他的宝贝。
The treasures of Jesus.
就耶稣, 基督里面的宝贝。
The resources of Christ are yours.
神的宝贝就是你的宝贝。
We don't need to keep searching.
我们不需要再到外面寻找。
We found everything we need in Christ Jesus.
得到我们一切所需的，在耶稣基督里面。
We don't need something new.
我们不需要任何新的东西。
We need to realize what we already have in Christ.
我们要知道我们已经在耶稣基督里得到。
And to embrace what we have in Christ.
我们要拥抱耶稣基督。That's
the treasure.
这是他的宝贝。
But how do we get it?
如何得着这宝贝呢?
How do we get the treasure of Christ?
如何得到这宝贝?
The treasures of Christ are available, but how do we receive it?
虽然这个宝贝是已经给我们了, 但是我们如何得到得着呢?
I don't know. This has not happened to me. I don't know what's happened to you. Has anybody ever given you a new car?
有没有谁, 给你一辆新车?
Probably hasn't happened to most of us. But what if somebody gave you a new car?
假如有人给你一辆新车,
and it's a beautiful car.
It's a 非常漂亮的车.
And it's You really like the car.
你非常喜欢那辆车。
But they don't give you the key.
但他不给你钥匙。
You can just look at the car.
你就是能够看那辆车。
You can say, oh, that's a nice car.
你就会说这是一个很好的车。
But if you don't have the key,
但你没有钥匙,
what good will it do you?
那对你有什么好处呢?
Or you might even get tired of looking at it after a while.
你过一会儿你就会感到疲倦。
You might even get in your way and you want to move it.
也许他会阻挡你。
So what's the key?
那钥匙在哪儿呢?
We can look at the treasures of Jesus Christ.
我们可以看到耶稣的宝贝。
And we can see all these wonderful, beautiful treasures in Christ.
我们看到那美好的宝贝。
But what's the key to having the treasure?
但如何得着这宝贝呢?
What's the key for you and I having that treasure?
如何用这个钥匙得到那宝贝?
Well, I think our answer is right there in Ephesians 1, 15 and 16, what we read.
以弗所书1章15节到16节, 我们刚刚读过的。
It says, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I've not stopped giving thanks for you and remembering you in my prayers.
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣亲爱众弟兄, 我就为你们不住地感谢神。
Paul has just listed in his letter, he just listed a lot of the treasures we have in Christ.
保罗刚刚列出了许多的, 基督的宝贝。
And he's writing to Christians.
他写给基督徒的。
And he says, I know about your faith.
我知道你们信从。
And I know about your love.
我知道你们的爱。
That's why they have the treasure.
正是因为这样你们才能得到耶稣的宝贝。
Because they put their trust in Jesus Christ.
因为你们信从耶稣基督。
And that trust has resulted in love.
你们的信从, 转换成了爱。
It's this vertical view of having faith in Jesus.
这好像一个垂直的, 看耶稣。
And that makes this horizontal love for people.
但你得到了一个平面的爱。
Those two things are the basic things to get the key for the treasures in Christ Jesus.
这两个是最基本的, 钥匙, 可以得到, 如何得到耶稣基督的宝贝。
If we do not have faith in Christ,
假如我们没有信从主耶稣,
if we do not have love for others,
若是我们没有爱其他的弟兄,
then we do not have fellowship with God.
但我们就跟神没有交通。
And if we don't have fellowship with God, we cannot expect the treasures.
若是我们没有跟神有交通, 我们就不能得到神的宝贝。
So the key is faith and love.
这个宝贝的钥匙是信从与爱。
Do you believe in Jesus?
你相信耶稣吗?
Do you really believe in Jesus?
你真正的相信耶稣吗？
Not just a nice thing, but do you really believe in Jesus?
你是不是真正的相信耶稣？
If you do, that's going to be expressed in love for others.
若是你真相信，你必会流露出你的爱来，他的爱来。
And you have the key to the treasure.
那你就有了那个钥匙。
That we find in Christ Jesus.
你就能有了这个钥匙，能得到这个宝贝。
John 8:24 says, "I told you, Jesus' words, I told you that you would die in your sins if you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be. You will indeed die in your sins."
在约翰福音八章十二节，耶稣亲口说。所以我对你们说，你们要死在罪中。你们若不信我是基督，必要死在罪中。
That's why faith is so critical.
为什么信是那么的重要？
Because without faith, it is impossible to please God.
你若是没有信实的话，你就不可能取悦于神。
But with faith.It is possible to please God.
但是你若是有信实的话，那你就可以取悦他。
Last night in our church in Columbia, Missouri, we had a welcome meeting for new students.
昨天晚上在哥伦比亚的教会，我们有一个欢迎会。
We had our building overflowing with students.
我们有许许多多的新的学生。
And part of our meeting was.A student, a PhD candidate that gave his testimony.
部分的一个那个会当中有一个 PhD 博士的学生，他为神做见证。
And he's almost to graduate with his PhD.
他马上要毕业了。
And he's very glad for that.
他非常高兴。
But he said, now that I'm a Christian, PhD means something different to me.
他说我现在是一个基督徒了，好像博士学位对我来说是有一点不同的理解。
He said, now PhD means to me, PhD, praising him daily.
他对我说那个 PhD 的代表的意思是赞美他，每天的赞美他。
With faith, it is possible to please God.
若是你有信实，你必会满足神。
Without faith is impossible, please God.
若是你没有这个信，那你就不可能取悦他。
So no wonder the key to the blessings and the treasures in Christ come through faith.
所以为什么我们得着这个钥匙，能够得着宝贝的钥匙，一定要有一个信。
But why is love so important?
那为什么爱是那么重要呢？
I mean, I can believe God.
我可以相信神。
But does that mean I have to love other people?
那对我来说，是不是还要爱其他的人呢？
It's not easy to love other people.
因为爱其他人不是那么容易一件事。
You might have had a hard time driving here in your car this morning, loving that person in your car. I don't know.
也许你今天早晨开车过来的时候，你在车里面的同。
So why is love so important?
为什么爱是那么容易的事？重要的事。
Well, listen to 1 John chapter 4, verse 20.
约翰一书四章二十节。
If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen.
人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，这就是说谎话。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
So if I say I love God, but I don't love people, it's a contradiction.
若是我们说我们爱神，但是我们不爱其他的弟兄，这是一个矛盾。
Because when I really believe God, when I really trust God, I'll begin to see people the way God sees people.
假如我们信从神，我们看其他的弟兄，我们就会像神看其他他们一样。
I'll begin to love people like Jesus loves me.
也就像我爱其他弟兄，也就像耶稣爱我们。
Oh, we'll never do that perfectly.
我们可能不可能完美的做这样的事。
That's why His grace is so amazing.
所以他的恩典是那么的惊人。
But we'll begin to love people the way Jesus loves.
但我们会慢慢学会，像基督一样的爱其他的弟兄。
Do you really believe in Jesus?
你真正的相信耶稣吗？
Do you love people?
你爱其他的人吗？
Really love people.
真正的爱其他人。
Not just people who love you back.
不是那些 不仅仅是那些爱你也爱你的。
But do you really love people?
你是不是真正的爱其他人？
That's the key.
这是这个钥匙。
It's the key to the treasures we have in Jesus Christ.
这是如何得到神的宝贝的钥匙。
The treasures are so wonderful.
那个他的宝贝是那么的美好。
And faith and love is the key.
我们需要信从，信从跟爱是他的钥匙。
But faith and love is just the beginning; it's not the end.
但这只是一开始。
We're to get deeper and deeper in the treasure.
我们要了解这个宝贝的深意。
And that's Paul's prayer for the Christians at Ephesus.
这是保罗对以弗所的那些基督徒们的祷告。
That they would get deeper in the treasures of Jesus.
他祷告他们愿意更多的认识神。
Oh, the depth of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
要认识神，那个更深的认识神。
His wisdom is really unsearchable.
他的智慧是无法寻见的。
We're to dig deeper in God.
所以我们必须更深入的认识他。
How wide and how high and how long is the love of Christ?
他多深多广多高。
We're to dig deeper in His love.
我们一定要更深入的了解。
I don't know if we have any Chronicles of Narnia fans in here.
我不知道你们喜不喜欢《拿尼亚传奇》这本书。
The Chronicles of Narnia are written by C.S. Lewis.
C.S. Lewis 写了那本书。
I want to read a quote from one of those books.
我想读他的一段文字。
I have come home at last.
我最后回到了家。
This is my real country.
这是我的国家。
I belong here.
我属于它。
This is the land I've been looking for all my life.
这是我一生所寻求的地方。
Though I didn't know it till now.
但是我以前一直不知道。
Come further up.
升得更进一步的上升。
Come further in.
更进一步的深入。
That's where we're digging deeper.
这就是我们如何去更深入的了解。
When we find Christ, we find the one we're looking for.
当我们寻找了耶稣，我们找到了。
We find the greatest treasure of all.
当我们找到了最大的宝贝。
But now we're to come up and come in.
但是我们要更上升，更深入。
We're to dig deeper in Jesus Christ.
我们要更深的了解他。
We'll never get the depth of Jesus.
我们也许永远不会知道他的。有多深高深？
活到老，学到老。
活到老。
We'll always be learning more.
我们总会学的，总会学到新的。
There'll always be more of Jesus to know.
我们他总是会跟我们更多的让我们学习。
That may be why the disciples, as they get to know Jesus more and more, believe.
这也许是那些门徒越来越了解耶稣的话。他们就真正的相信。
They were following Jesus as disciples.
开始他们就跟随耶稣。
And then they saw Jesus do something.
然后他们看见耶稣做这样。
Like they saw him turn water to wine.
他们看到他把水变酒。
And it says, then they believed Jesus.
他们相信耶稣。
But didn't they already believe Jesus?
他们不是早就相信耶稣了吗？
Well, yes, they believed it, but now they saw something more. They believed him more.
但是他们看到耶稣做了，所以他们够相信他更多。
And then it goes along, they see him do something else.
然后他看到他做更多的。
It says, now they put their faith in him.
他们完完全全的信从他了。
Well, didn't they already believe him?
不过不是他们以前就相信他了吗？
Well, yes, but now they've seen something more.
他们看到他更多的神迹。
And their faith is getting deeper.
他们的信心更增强。
And that happened over and over again in their lives.
这个不断的深入的过程。
And it's like the night before Jesus is going to die and he's talking to them about some things.
就像耶稣要上十字架以前那一天跟他们讲。
And one of his disciples, Thomas, says, oh, now we believe you.
Thomas 对耶稣说
and,
我现在相信你。
And Jesus says, "At last, you believe."
耶稣说，你终于相信我了。
There's much, much more of Jesus to know.
这个耶稣是很高深的，深。
Come on up, come on in.
你们要，我们要上升，我们要进入。
Dig deeper.
我们要更深入的了解他。
Dig deeper in Jesus Christ.
我们要更深入的了解他。
You're not there yet.
你们，我们不在那边，我们
还。There's more of Him to learn.
我们有更多的需要了解他。
There's more of Him to know.
我们有更多的需要了解他。
Dig deeper in Jesus Christ.
我们要更深入的了解他。
So that's Paul's prayer for the Christians at Ephesus.
这是保罗对他们的祷告。
He wants them to be deeper.
他要要他们更深入的了解。
Their faith to grow.
他们的信心要更增长。
They have faith, they have love, but it can now grow.
他们有信心，也有爱，但是他们要更要更深的信心，更深的爱。
To know Jesus more.
对，更深入的了解耶稣。
To deepen.
更深入。
The first one we're noticing there is verse 17. It says, "I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father,May give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better.
以弗所书一章十七节这边讲到，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们，赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
They already believe God.
他们早就相信神了。
They already believe Jesus.
他们早就相信耶稣了。
Paul's prayer for them is that they would know him better.
保罗的祷告是要他们更多的了解认识他。
And the better we know God, the better we know the spiritual blessings we have in Christ Jesus.
我们更多的了解他，我们就知道他在属灵里面赐给我们的恩赐。
The more we know Jesus, the more we know the treasure we have.
越多的了解他，我们 越知道他所赐给我们的宝贝。
And this is telling us that God can be known.
他告诉我们神是被可知的。
It is possible to know God.
是可以了解神。
Oh, we don't know everything about God, certainly, but it is possible to know Him.
也许我们不能知道他所有的一切，但是我们可以了解他。
Because God is not hiding from us.
因为主不是神不是向我们隐藏的。
He is revealing Himself to us.
他向我们显明出来。
He reveals Himself to us through His creation.
他向我们在他所创造的一切当中显明出来。
He reveals himself to us through his word.
他用他的道向我们显明出来。
He reveals himself to us through his son Jesus.
他向在他的儿子里面向我们显明出来。
And he reveals himself to us through his Holy Spirit within us.
他向在圣灵当中向我们显明出来。
It is a treasure to know God.
因为这是神的宝贝。
Would it be your prayer that you would know him better?
是不是你会祷告，你愿意更深入的认识他？
You know him, but your prayer is to know him better.
你认识他，但是你需要更多的祷告去认识，更多的了解他。
I think the Chinese there is 真知道他 to really, really know him.
真正的认识他。
The atheist claims.There is no God to know.
无神论者说，世上没有神。
That we can't know God because there is no God.
他们说，因为世上没有神，所以我们不可能了解神。
The agnostic says, well, there may be a God, but we cannot know him.
但有些人说，也许有神，但是我们也许并不能完全认识他。
But this is telling us that God is and God.Can be known.
这边告诉我们，神是可以被了解的。
And it's not just to know about God.
不是只是表面的了解他。
It's not just to come here on Sunday morning or join a Bible study just to learn information.
不是我们只是比方在主日学或者什么样，我们只是学到认识知识上有这样一个认识。
It's not just to learn to be able to look up that book the fastest person.
不是说我们翻圣经翻得有多快。
It's not just to know information.
不是只是一个知识。
But it's to know him.
是真正的认识他。
To really know him.
真正的认识他。
And how do we get to know him?
如何认识他呢?
Well, it's spending time with him.
我们要更多的与他在一起。
It's listening to him.
我们要听他的话。
It's pouring out our hearts to him.
我们是要全心全意地爱他。
It's experiencing life with him.
我们要与生命当中有经历他。
It's to be with him moment by moment, day by day.
我们要每时每刻每天经历他。
And we get to know him deeper and deeper and deeper.
这样我们就越来越深地了解他。
Would it be your prayer, God, I want to know you better?
我们都愿意做这样的祷告吗? 我愿意更深地认识他。
To dig deeper.
更深地了解他。
The second thing is to know God's calling from verse 18.
第二个就是我们要认识神的呼召。
It says, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you.
以弗所书1章18节讲到使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
And this hope is not just I hope so, not maybe or maybe not, but it's assured.
这个指望不是只是一个指望而已，而是一个确据的指望。
It's this firm conviction.
这是完全的确据。
It's an assured anticipation.
这是一个完全的指望。
In 1 Peter, it's called a living hope.
是在彼得前书里面讲的是活的指望。
It's called a living hope because the hope we have in Jesus Christ is tied to the resurrection of Jesus.
因为我们的指望是跟神的复活连在一起的，跟耶稣的复活连在一起的。
That's where we're assured of that.
所以我们被有确据。
And this says we have that hope to which he has called you.
因为这边他讲他要呼召我们。
So as we dig deeper, we know God's calling.
当我们更深入了解他的，我们知道他的呼召。
Now in the Bible, there's two basic kinds of calling.
在圣经里面有两种基本的呼召。
One is a general calling for all Christians.
一个是一般的呼召，对所有的基督徒讲的。
Every Christian is called out of darkness into his light.
所有的基督徒都要从黑暗里面出来，到他的光，进入他的光明。
We are called to belong to Jesus Christ.
我们被呼召去信他。
We're called to fellowship with Jesus Christ.
我们要跟他一起团契。
We're called to the obedience that comes from faith.
我们要服从他的命令。
We're called to God's eternal glory.
我们也呼召去为神的荣耀。
Every Christian is called to a holy life.
我们所有的基督徒都需要过圣洁的生活。
So there's the general calling.
这是一个一般的呼召。
And we dig deeper in that.
我们也要更深入了解这个。
But God also has specific callings in the Bible.
但是在圣经里面，他有许多具体的呼召。
Those callings are not for everybody. They're specific callings for different people.
他有具体的对不同的人有不同的具体的呼召。
He called Moses to go to Egypt.
他召摩西去到埃及。Now
maybe God will call somebody here to go to Egypt, but he probably doesn't call all of us to go to Egypt.
他不会叫所有的人去埃及，但是他在这边特别的呼召了摩西。He
called Joshua to march around the walls of Jericho and blow some trumpets.
他呼召耶稣亚。 在 Jericho 的城的周围吹号。
Now, I don't know how to blow a trumpet.
我不知道怎么样吹号。
But he doesn't call all of us to do that.
但他不是叫我们所有人都吹号。
He called Mary to be the mother of Jesus.
他要玛利亚作为耶稣的母亲。
But he only called one person to do that.
他只是呼召了一个人。
He called Peter, James, and John one time to go fishing.
他叫雅各跟彼得一起去钓鱼。
And he may call you to go fishing sometime.
他也许会叫你们去钓鱼。
We have a treasure of the call of God.
但我们有神里面呼召的宝贝。God
has a call for your life.
神叫来呼召我们。He
has a general call for every one of us to follow.
他愿意我们所有的人都跟从他。And
he'll have a specific call for your situation.
他也对我们每一个人也有特别的呼召。It
is a treasure to have the call of God in our life.
这是一个宝贝，若是神，我们在我们的生命中有神的呼召。
Because we have direction.
因为我们知道怎么样去做。
We have purpose.
我们有盼望。
We have satisfaction.
我们有满足。
In the will of God.
按照神的意愿里的满足。
Not my will, but your will.
不是按我的意思而按他的意思。
Could that be your prayer?
这会成为你们的祷告吗?
To dig deeper?
更深入的。
Not my will, but your will.
不按我的意思按你的意思。
A third deeper treasure we have is to know God's riches.
我们第三个就是我们要认识神的丰富。
In verse 18 it says, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
第十八节讲到他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
It's a glorious inheritance because we become part of an eternal kingdom.
因为那是荣耀的基业，因为是他国他的天国的一部分。
And heaven is our home.
因为天国是我们的家。
And the King of all kings is our Father.
因为王之王是我们的父。
And we become His child.
因为我们是他的儿女。
Years ago in China.
许多年以前我到中国。
If you were the son of the emperor, you had lots of privileges, didn't you?
假如你是王子皇帝的儿子你会有许多的荣耀。
And even today, and if you're the child of the president of the United States, you have a lot of privileges, don't you?
假如你是美国总统的儿女你就会有得到很多的特殊的权利。
But you and I, we are...Children of the King of all kings.
但是你跟我，我们是万王之王的儿女。
And we have this glorious inheritance from Him.
我们有那荣耀，我们有基业，他的基业当中的荣耀。
We have God's riches.
我们有神的丰富。
Ephesians 1 calls it the riches of God's grace that He has lavished on us.
以弗所书一章一节他讲到我们是恩惠充充足足的赐给我们。
So he's poured out his lavish grace on us.
因为他把所有的恩典充充丰富的丰丰富富的赐给我们。
And that's the riches of God's grace.
这是神的丰富。
Ephesians 2:4 says we are rich in mercy.
以弗所书第二章第四节他讲到我们有丰富的怜悯神有丰富的怜悯
Because of his great love for us we are rich in mercy
因为他的爱所以我们有丰富的怜悯
And verse 7 chapter 2 verse 7 of Ephesians it says it's his riches are incomparable
第二章第七节讲到他的极丰富的恩典
We can't even comprehend his great riches.
我们不可想象他的恩典有多丰富。
So today I'm talking to you about something I don't understand.
所以我今天跟你们所讲，我自己也有时候不明白。
Because it's too wonderful for words to tell.
因为我们用话语无法表达。
We can't even put it into words.
我们不知道怎么样用
话语表达。No language can praise him enough.
没有所有的话都能够完全的赞美他。
Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
感谢神他给了我们这样一个 无法用语言表达的
And Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8 it's called the unsearchable riches in Christ
他讲到这个是在第八节讲到他讲到这个并不是出于自己
unsearchable we can't get the depth of the riches
我们没有办法完全寻找到这个我们自己完全没有办法完全寻找到
I know most of you haveReceived your education here in the United States.
我知道你们许多大部分人都是在美国受的教育。
And I know you've had to do a lot of research.
我知道你们必须做很多的研究。
And maybe some of you are still researching now.
也许你们有些还在继续做研究。
And you're digging deeper to find something else.
你想更深入的研究能发现什么。
And the riches of Christ are unsearchable.
基督的丰富是没有办法。
You can keep researching and researching and researching the riches of Christ, and you'll still be getting more.
但是神的恩典是没有限制的。你不管你怎么样的去研究，你都不能完全的了解他所有一切。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16, he says, "I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being."
三章十六节他讲到。求他按着丰盛的荣耀接着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
So not only are his riches unsearchable, and not only are they incomparable, but they're also glorious.
不仅是他是没有限制不仅是没有不能完全寻找到 他的恩典是丰盛的荣耀。
As Christians, we are to live spiritually wealthy lives.
作为一个基督徒，我们应该过一个非常属灵的生活。
I don't know if it's your desire to be rich.
我不知道你们的愿望是愿意变富有。
I mean, what is rich anyway?
不知道富有是什么意思。
It's usually just a little bit more than I have now, right?
一般的来说就是我会比现在得了更多。
Never satisfied.
永远不得满足。
I don't know what rich is, but it's more than I have now, right?
我不知道怎么样定义这个富有，实际上就是比我现在更多。
I don't know if it's your goal to be rich or not.
但我不知道你们的目标是不是要变得更富有。
But would you make it your prayer to be rich?
你是否愿意祷告变得富有？
To be rich in the treasure of Jesus.
你的富有是在耶稣基督里面的宝贝。
To be rich in love.
是你更多有更多的爱。
To be rich in peace.
你有更多的平安。
To be rich in joy.
有更多的享乐，喜乐。
To be rich in patience.
有更多的耐心,
to be rich in kindness.
有更多的良善,
oh, I pray you will be rich.
我愿意祷告你们会变成更丰富,
that you will be rich in every spiritual blessing we have in Christ Jesus.
你愿意得到所有的属灵的恩典,
and that is far better than a dollar. That's far better than money.
那它比所有的金钱都更宝贝。
The fourth one is that we might know God's power.
第四是我们要知道神的能力。
In verse 19, Ephesians 1:19, it says His incomparably great power for us who believe.
第十九节他讲到，他所向我们所信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
So as we dig deeper, we'll know God's power.
我们越深入地了解他，我们越知道他能力的浩大。
And this power is a strong, strong word.
这个能力是一个很强的一个字。
It can break up a hard heart.
它可以把我们的心给打碎。
It can convict us of sin.
它可以毁我们的罪。
It can change our life.
它可以完完全全地改变我们的生命。
The mighty strength of God.
这神的巨大的能力。
It's like a boy that was with his dad, and the boy was trying to turn over a rock.
就像一个孩子跟他的父亲想把石头翻个身。
And he's straining and straining to turn over the rock.
他拼命的用力。
But he said, "I can't do it, Dad."
但他对父亲说，我没有办法把它翻身。
Dad said, "Sure you can, sure you can."
父亲说，你可以，你可以。
And the boy keeps trying and trying. He says, "I can't do it, Dad."
孩子继续的试，但是。
He said, "Yes, you can."
但那个父亲说，你可以。
And finally, the boy said, "Dad, help me."
最后孩子说，帮助我。
And the dad reaches down, and they flip over the rock.
父亲把手放去，跟他一起把那个石头翻了身。
Why is it? Why is it that we just try to face troubles on our own strength?
为什么在我们有困境的时候，我们总是愿意自己寻找这个解决的方法？
When we have a heavenly Father that has all power?
但是我们有一个天上的父神，他有浩大的能力。
And we struggle and we strain and we say, "I can't do it."
但是我们还是拼命愿意自己去做。
But with God, all things are possible.
但是在神里面，所有一切都是可能。I
can't, but He can.
我不能，他都能。
That's the power of Jesus.
这是耶稣的能力。In
Ephesians 1, verse 20 and 21, there it tells us that kind of power. It says, "This is the power which He exerted in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly realms." Far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come.
这边在1章20节跟21节讲到，就是照着他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他天上坐在自己的右边。 远超一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超越了。
So how powerful is the power of Jesus?
耶稣到底有多大的能力呢？
It's power over dead.
他的能力超过死去的。
He has resurrection power.
因为他有复活的大能。
He has ascension power.
他有升高的力。
He has dominion power over everything.
他有主权的能力。
And he has eternal power.
他有永久的能力。
So we are to dig deeper in the power of Jesus.
我们要更深地了解他的能力。
And when you and I face difficulty,
当你我遇见困难的时候，
and we will,
我们一定会遇
到困难。 You may be facing big difficulties right now.
也许你现在就是在面对的最很大的困难。
But remember the treasure you have with you.
但记住我们有他的宝贝。
Remember the power that is with you in Jesus Christ.
记得在耶稣里面他有他的能力。
That when you face difficulty,
当我们有这样的困难的时候，
you have the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that power with you to get out from under it.
你有他那个复活的大能，所以你可以战胜这个困难。
You have the ascension power of Jesus Christ with you to rise above it.
你有高升的能力，你可以超越它。
And you have the dominion power of Jesus Christ with you to walk on top of it.
你有主权的能力，你可以在它上面行走。
And you have the eternal power of Jesus Christ with you to have victory over it.
你有那他永久的能力，所以你一定会战胜它。
Oh, I'm not saying your difficulty would just go away.
我不是说你的困难就会消失。
But you've got the power of Jesus.
但是你有耶稣的能力。
Dig deeper.
更深入的了解他的。
The last one we're looking at is to know God's purpose.
第四个最后一个是我们要了解神的旨意。
In Ephesians 1:22 and 23, it says, "And God placed all things under His feet and appointed Him to be head over everything for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way."
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
This tells us God's purpose.
告诉我们这个神的旨意。
Jesus is the head.
耶稣是首。
Our job is to listen to the head.
我们的工作是我们要听从这个
手。Our job is to follow the head, Jesus.
我们是要跟从耶稣。
Our job is to be controlled by Jesus.
我们是愿意服从他。
And God's purpose is to bring everything under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
神的旨意是所有一切都要在耶稣的掌控之下。
And that purpose is for our good.
那是为了我们所得到所有益处的。
That's when we have real rest.
那是我们得到一个真正的平安。
That's when we have real freedom.
那是我们有真正的自由。
That's when we have the real purpose.
那是我们有真正的旨意。
Psalms 138 verse 8 says, The Lord willFulfill His purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever.
耶和华诗篇138篇第八节，耶和华必成全关乎我的事。耶和华，你的慈爱永远长存。
His purpose comes out of His love.
他的旨意是从他的爱中显露出来的。
And His love endures forever.
他的爱是永久的。
What a treasure we have in Christ Jesus.
我们有多么好的美好的耶稣的宝贝。
So the treasure is every spiritual blessing we have in Christ.
我们是有所有的属灵的恩赐。
And we get that treasure through faith and love.
我们得到这个宝贝是通过我们的信从。
And then we're to dig deeper.
我们要更深入的了解他。
To know God better.
我们要更深入的认他。
To know God's calling.
我们认识神的呼召。
To know God's riches.
认识神的丰富。
To know God's power.
我们认识神的能力。
And to know God's purpose.
认识神的旨意。
In Christ, we find everything we're looking for.
在基督里面我们寻找一切我们所需要的。
You want peace?
你若要平安。
You'll find it in Jesus.
你在耶稣里面发现。
You want joy?
你要喜乐。
You'll find it.
你要在耶稣里面发现他。
I was in China in May and June.
我五月六月在中国。
And again, we were in southern Yunnan, the southern part of Yunnan province.
我们在云南的南边。
We were with again some people with leprosy.
跟许多一些麻风病人在一起。
And I met this one old man with leprosy.
我遇见一个老人，一个麻风病的老人。
He could no longer walk.
他不能行走。
He lives in a very, very difficult condition.
他在一个非常困难的处境当中。
We were there. We just helped carry some water for him to have.
我们在那里就帮助他担一些水。
He has almost nothing.
他没有一无所有。
But I'll never forget what he said.
但我永远不会忘记他所说的。
He said, "I only have Jesus."
他说我只有耶稣。
I have nowhere else to turn.
我没有其他地方可以去。
I have no one else except Jesus.
我没有任何一切除了耶稣以外，我们无一无所有。
But Jesus is enough.
但神的恩典，耶稣的恩典是足够我用。
Is Jesus enough for you?
是不是耶稣已经足够你用？
You'll find the treasure in Christ.
你在耶稣基督里发现他的宝贝。
We're going to close with the song "In Christ Alone."
最后我们一起唱一首诗歌 "In Christ Alone."
Would this be your prayer? In Christ alone.
愿这成为我们所有的人的祷告。
Not Christ plus something else.That Christ alone.
单单的在耶稣里面。
That He's my treasure.
单单的，因为他是他我们的宝贝。
And I want to know Him better.
我愿意更多的了解他。
In Christ alone. Christ alone.The ground.